Alex Reynolds is a Sydney-based comedian, writer, and performance artist with Ethiri. The more you listen to that specific song, Whitney Houston's I Have Nothing, the better it gets. Alex's new show, I Have Something, combines art, science, and comedy in a whole new experience that is an exciting new venture into something that is emotional and fun. She joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Great. Thank you for letting us play Whitney this morning.
Oh, no, thank you.
But how did you come to this this theory that the more you listen to the song means you love it more and more?
Well, look, I just think it makes sense. You know, it wasn't really me coming to the theory. I think the theory just exists. It was just in the world, in the universe, and I've just, you know, harnessed it and put a show on.
Excellent.
Yeah. How can you not love Whitney? You know,
this is true. But why did you come to Whitney in particular? I mean, there's many divas out there.
That is very true. Well, Whitney to me, oh God, she's just amazing. And when I listen to her music, I just can't not have a good time. Mm. You know, like I feel inspired when I hear her and I feel good about myself and I just want to dance and sing and like live my life, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's how I came to that conclusion, basically.
So from loving Whitney when you making you want to dance and sing to making a show,
yes.
How did that process happen?
A slow process. So I guess I kind of came up with the idea quite a few years ago and thought that it would be quite – well, it's quite an experimental performance and I didn't really have the confidence to do it until now. So I do stand-up and improv and a few other things in terms of performing, and I've been performing more and more over the years. So felt like the right time for me to kind of experiment, have a bit of fun, and Bondi Feast is a great festival. They've got an awesome program, and it's, like, really diverse and quite a good mix of different shows. So they gave me a little chance to test it out, and, yeah,
so lots of fun. Yeah, how is this more experimental from what you usually do?
Well, the concept itself is not necessarily – it doesn't really fit in kind of any sort of traditional category, I don't think. It's not stand-up. It's got elements of, like, comedy and burlesque. And, yeah, my background in terms of studying was performance and performance art. So I've always really been interested in kind of exploring those avenues, but have mainly been focusing on stand-up and comedy the last few years. So – yeah, it's been a great opportunity to kind of like spread my wings a little bit and try something new.
So what is it about performance art that kind of lends itself to this particular piece rather than, say, comedy or musical theatre?
I think performance art can be so broad. Like, it can be anything that you want it to be, and ultimately that's what this performance is for me. It's just – it's what I want it to be, and I don't really feel boxed in by a category. Which is great. And yeah, performance art can be really experimental. Like, it is generally really experimental. You don't necessarily know what you're going to see or feel or do in terms of being an audience member and also as a performer. The performance itself has a lot of like improvised, I guess, elements in it. And it's really dependent on the audience as well. So, yeah.
I actually love it when it's so dependent on the audience.
I know. It's so much fun.
So you mentioned it's got a bit of burlesque, a bit of comedy. Mm-hmm. Does science also come into it?
Well, I think science is a part of art, as they say, and it's a theory. So to me, that's science, baby.
You have to prove this theory.
Exactly, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Excellent. So, you know, you've been doing this for a while. So how did you kind of move between, like, say, comedy and performance art and vice versa? Because you said you only really kind of came into it more recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of just, like, having the confidence to do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. When I started out performing, I felt just nervous all the time and kind of unsure of myself. And over the last couple of years, I'm kind of feeling more confident to just, like, experiment and have a lot of fun. Sometimes, well, when I first started, I felt kind of boxed in by the idea of just being, like, a stand-up comedian. And it's just taken, like, a couple of years to figure out I can be whatever I want to be and I can do whatever I want to do. And, you know, why not both and why can't you have it all, you know?
That is very true. Mm. We can have it all, right?
We can have it all, I do believe.
So the show I Have Something, what can people expect tonight? Is it just going to be a lot of Whitney or some original stuff as well? Or
it is exactly what's on the package. Mm-hmm. I have a theory that the more you listen to Whitney Houston's song, I Have Nothing, the better it gets. So you can expect to have a lot of fun. You can expect to sing if you want to sing, dance if you want to dance, and yeah, have a good time, hopefully.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Good.
I mean, dancing to Whitney in Bondi.
Yeah, gosh. And the room that I'm in is so beautiful. I'm in the gallery space. Mm-hmm. So there's an art installation. I can't actually remember the artist's name. So it just looks really beautiful. So it's a lot of fun. And it's been a really good time. Last night was a riot.
Well, you're still performing tonight, though,
aren't
you?
Oh, yes. Last show tonight, 9 p.m. So
excellent.
Come along if you can.
Come along, sing some Whitney. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's perfect Saturday night.
Honestly, start there. That's pre-drinks.
Yeah.
And then hit up wherever you want to hit up. Yeah. Live your life.
Excellent. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now. We can't wait to sing some Whitney with you tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.